Radio Cardiff News.
Hi, this is the news on Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM, and I'm Abhijan Barua. Today, Assembly member Di Lloyd, Jill Evans MEP and Deputy Leader of Cardiff County Council Neil McEvoy met Ely recreation campaigners to discuss the issue of saving playing fields. Di Lloyd, the Plaid Cymru AM for South West Wales, wants to introduce a measure which would need local authorities to consult people in local communities before selling any playing fields for development. He has highlighted 19 playing fields threatened by development across Wales and has called on any interesting parties to respond to his proposal of new legislation to protect playing fields from development. He says Plaid recognises the problem and will do everything they can to address the issue.
Consultation on my measure to safeguard playing fields. What I want is immense number of public feedback to agree with the suggestion that we do need additional safeguards to prevent local authorities selling off playing fields and thereby redeveloping them, which means communities lose their open playing fields areas.
Property developers in Cardiff reportedly have a massive backlog of 9,500 flats still waiting to be built. The figures also reveal the city's property market is now dominated by flats, with apartment buildings high on demand compared to houses. And with the property prices falling across the city, the figures warn that developers could either shelve flagship schemes and the associated regeneration or risk damaging the already fragile property market. School children in Cardiff skip lessons more than anywhere else in the whole of Wales. This comes from statistics by the Welsh Assembly Government, which reveals secondary school pupils in Cardiff miss 4.8% of half-day sessions without any particular excuse. That's more than double the Welsh average of 1.8%. The family of a missing teenage girl from Bridgend have appealed for her to come back. The 16-year-old from Blackmillan Bridgend was last seen on Monday being dropped off at Newport Road in Cardiff. She is described as white, of a small build, with a piercing in her tongue. She is about 5 feet 3 inches tall and when last seen was wearing a black jacket, blue jeans and carrying a pink holdall. And finally, last night, Radio Cardiff's Georgina Samut saw Cardiff rock and sway to one-drop magical sounds of reggae star Gregory Isaacs, who performed his first gig in the city for 25 years. The Q Bar and Greyfriars Road, in partnership with Cymru The Promotions, hosted the legendary Gregory Isaacs along with Brilliant Support Act and the Cardiff Sovereign Sounds, featuring Radio Cardiff's DJs Donovan and Preacher. All three sets were magnificent and the audience in the jam-packed club sang along to the many great hits of the man himself, as well as to Bob Marley covers performed by Gregory's band. The music went on to the small hours and the crowd left happy and glad that they'd seen the legendary reggae pensioner from Jamaica perform right here in the capital city.
The weather, brought to you by Radio Cardiff.
And now the weather for you. Today starts mostly cloudy and windy with a humidity of 64%. It's 18 degrees Celsius right now and the day's high reaches 20 degrees C and the night's minimum of 11 degrees Celsius. And that was the news and weather on Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM with Abhijan Barua.
Radio Cardiff News.